halfway through my course with Meridian ITV down south, and got, luckily enough, my first job with them. I'd already done a bit of piece for local newspapers in Cheshire, where I'm from, and also Radio City in Liverpool, just as placement kind of stuff. And then worked for ITV down south, and then saw a job in Birmingham at ITV Central, kind of the Bob Warman programme, and worked there for 2.5 years. Met my wife there, and then I moved to Sky in 2006 as a North of England correspondent. Did 4 years in the North of England, doing all sorts of different, quite hard stories sometimes in the North of England, quite gritty stuff, whether it's floods or some really nasty kind of child killing kind of cases. And the one, the Shannon Matthews case, that's been a bit on that recently, those new documentaries or dramas that have been out. I worked on that and was on that estate for a couple of weeks, which was an eye-opener. And then I've kind of worked in London for 4 years for Sky News as a correspondent, doing everything from royal weddings to the riots to stuff. One of the clips is in the Congo, where we went, there was a murder in East London that was all about a family who believed that their child was a witch, which is a kind of Congolese belief in witchcraft. And so we went from going to listen to the opening of the case at the Old Bailey in London, me going back to my team saying, look, this is really interesting, we should go to the Congo and do a piece. And then 2 weeks later, we were in the Congo in these kind of witch doctors' surgeries that we'll show you shortly. And then, yeah, I've been working in the Midlands the last couple of years for Sky News, but that can mean anything. So you can instantly be jumping on a plane, going and doing... I did the Paris terror attacks a year and a half ago, which was pretty full on. And you've basically got to be ready for any kind of story. But one of the big things... It's interesting listening to all those kind of specialism things that you're doing, because that's one of the big things that Sky has certainly pushed over the last couple of years, is that kind of... developing specialist journalism that is going to create original ideas and original journalism that is going to engage audiences and kind of not just be the same sort of thing you see on every news programme at the end of every day. Because there are stories that every bulletin last night would have had the Scotland kind of stuff. But we also try to make sure that we are doing stuff that is not necessarily what people expect to see when they sit down, or whether they're sitting down in front of telly or watching it on the bus on their mobile. Kind of specialist journalism is kind of very much one of the things that we're investing a lot in at the moment, so it's good to be kind of pushing those kind of things and finding stories that aren't necessarily the most obvious things to be going and doing. So it's a good variety of different things that you guys have got going on. Should we watch that Congo piece first? So this was, as I say, a court case that I went to the opening of on shift in London one day at the Old Bailey. Thought that it was a really interesting thing, this kind of idea that children can be witches in some cultures, or thought of as witches, how that comes about, how it's born in poverty, and lots of different reasons why that happens.
Parliament has been speaking to Gary.